Tonight's scripture reading will be from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Now, faith is assurance of things hoped for and conviction of things not seen. For therein the elders or witness born to them by faith to understand that the words have been framed by the word of God, so that what is seen have not been made out of the things which appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, and through which he had witness bore to them that he was righteous, and God bearing witness in respect to the gifts, though that he had been dead, yet spoken. And by faith Enoch was translated, that should not see death, and he was not found because God translated him. For he had witness bore to him that before he translated, he had bore it well pleasing unto God. And without faith it is impossible to be well pleasing unto him, for he came to God and must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that seek after him.
If you'd like to get your Bibles and turn to John chapter 1. We're going to begin tonight in John chapter 1. We're going to get over to Hebrews, but we're going to start in John. There's a good series of lessons to be made out of the book of John. One of the ones that I'll go ahead and start with the first lesson tonight and let Mickey or Chris finish it up. There's a lot of words that Jesus spoke in the book of John. And I think if we can look and study some of the words that Jesus spoke while he was with John, was with us and John recorded, then we can learn a lot about how to live and be a more faithful Christian. And that's what we want to do tonight. As we begin the passage here, we're going to start in verse 35, John chapter 1 and verse 35. John, but not the John that wrote the book, John the Baptizer is standing here with some of his disciples, and they see Jesus walk by, and that's how we start the passage. So in verse 35, and again the next day, John stood with two of his disciples. And looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned, seeing them following, said to them, "What do you seek?" I want to stop right there. I think this is one of the most critical questions that man can ask himself. Jesus asked these two disciples, "What do you seek?" That really is going to describe how we live our life, isn't it? By what we seek on this earth. Are we going to seek fame and fortune and pleasure? Well, that may be fun for a while, but you're going to wind up apart from God in the next life. So that's not what we want. So what should we be seeking? Well, if you just go over a couple of verses, in John 1:43, he told Philip, "Follow me." Jesus is the one that we should be following. He's the one that we should be seeking. As he expressed here, what are you seeking? Are you having trouble finding Christ or being faithful to Christ? Maybe it's our heart. Maybe it's how we're seeking Him. A passage we may not be quite as familiar with over in Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. He says, "And you will seek me and find me." And a lot of the religious world stops right there. Hey, if I seek him, I'll find him. Good to go. Whenever I'm ready, I'll just start looking. That's not where the verse ends, though, is it? He says, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." That's a little bit of work now, isn't it? That's not quite the casual attitude that most people in our culture assigned to Christianity. I can believe in Christ and I'm good to go. I can do whatever I want after that. That's not what that verse says, is it? Jeremiah says that we'll find God when we search for Him with all of our heart. Are you searching for Jesus with all of your heart? Now, most of us are Christians, and so we've already know what Jesus wants us to do, don't we? Most of us have already done that. So are you loyal to Jesus with all your heart? You know, that's one of the things they said about David. He was loyal to the Lord his God. when it was describing several of the kings, they would always compare him to David and say, yes, he was a good king, but his heart was not pure and followed and loyal to God like his father David. So how loyal are we following Christ? How closely are we following Him? How diligently are we seeking Jesus? Is it just a cursory, I wonder what I should be doing, or I wonder if there's a God? Or are you actively seeking the Creator of the universe to see what He wants you to do in your life and how to be pleasing to Him? Now getting over to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, this is a verse that's very familiar with us. Most of us can quote it. It says, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. And so again, a lot of the world stops right there, don't they? Hey, I've got faith. I believed in Him. Check mark. I'm good to go. Again, we need to kind of finish reading that verse and see what he says. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, that He exists, and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. So in order to be rewarded by Christ, we have to, again, here we get that word, diligently seek Him. That's a little bit of work, isn't it? It takes a little bit of effort. I can't just go and say, oh, I believe in Christ and go about my business. I have to diligently seek Him. Diligently study His Word and see what He wants for me in my life. We have an example of that in John chapter 4. John chapter 4 and verse 29. Actually, I got a little bit ahead of myself. Let's go back to John chapter 1. And pick up with our reading. We were in verse 38. I'll go ahead and read verse 38 again. Then Jesus turned to those disciples and seeing them said, what do you seek? And they said to Him, Rabbi, which is to say, teacher, where are you staying? So they never really answered the question, did they? Said, what do you seek? And He goes, well, where are you staying? And then He said to them, come and see. And I think that passage is worthy of our consideration. That's kind of our attitude that we should have when we're serving Christ. The two disciples, even though they never answered Him, they did go and see where the Messiah lived. Is that our attitude about Christianity? Are we willing to go and see? Once we find Christ, are we willing to look at what He says with an honest and pure heart and apply that to our lives? So I think really those two things that Jesus spoke here that seems kind of innocuous to us at first, seems like it's just basic reading and there's nothing we can get out of that. But when we do ask, what are we seeking? And then He says, come and see. Those are two important concepts. So what does it mean to come and see? Well, I think we go to John chapter 4 and verse 29, we get a good idea of what it is to, when we put come and see in practice. We all know this is the woman at the well that Jesus was talking to. And she said, come. See a man who told me all the things I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Come, see a man. So here this person had really not actively been seeking Christ, but when they heard that Christ was there, she went and told, once she was convinced it was Christ, she went and told others. And she didn't say, believe me. She said, come, see a man who told me all the things I ever did. And gave others a chance to believe. And of course, in the very end, they all came to believe that He was indeed the Son of God. When we take the time to learn about Christ and obey Him, seek to grow stronger in Him and share this great blessing with others, then we're practicing the come and see philosophy that we see here. So then our last question is, are you seeking Christ? And like we said, most of us already are. Are you following Him with all your heart? Because that's what it takes to be successful with Christ. For Him to reward you on that last day, as we read in Romans chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Are we following with all our heart? If you've never known Jesus, if you don't know who He is and don't know what His will for you is, then there are some things that you can do. You can study with anyone here. They'd be glad to speak with you. You'll find that once you become to believe in Jesus, repent of your sins and confess Him before others, that you're ready to be baptized to wash away your sins. And then walk that newness of life. Walk with Him. Seek Him to become more like Him all your life. Most of us have already done that. If you're not following Christ as closely as you can, if you're not following Him with all your heart, then I urge you to make yourself right tonight. We have that opportunity. you just come forward and repent of your sins, Jesus will gladly forgive you. And you can be right with God once again. Because it is a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God if you are unprepared. If you are subject to the invitation, then please come as we stand and sing.